Okay. Now that this seems to find them as just temporarily, let us get back to the business. We'll get things taken care of as quickly and as cleanly as possible.
Okay.
I'll see you guys in a bit.
Good evening, Bonnie. Good evening, Ross.
Normal.
How is it functioning?
Oh, real well. How's yourself?
Well, I cannot grumble. Okay, down to business.
Got it.
Hey, you have questions?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's start in no particular order.
Well, fair enough. Why could I get a spelling of your name for access search on the online? I got an O-M-A-L, but I could be wrong.
That sounds correct. There are several different spellings of my name, but that is the most commonly used.
Would you give Russ the other most common spellings of your name, just for cross-references, please?
O-M-A-L. E-L.
Thank you. I'm real curious about this huge oil spill off the coast of Wales, and the environmental impact, and just I just get this sinking feeling. This kind of a combination question. I mean, there seems like there's going to be a lot of this type of thing coming and happening. Am I correct?
There is a lot going on at the moment. For example, there is a breakdown in the peace process in Palestine.
Yes,
there
correct.
There is a breakdown in the peace process in Ireland. There
yes.
is a breakdown in the peace process in Bosnia.
Yes.
There is a breakdown in the peace process in a couple of African states.
Yes.
Also in other parts of the world.
Well, Cuba just shut down, took two of our civilian planes, and right now it looks like we could go to war with Cuba, and it's a very, very volatile situation.
We were talking about
stage one in the past. Things seem to be escalating, and at the same time, our economic situation seems to be escalating, and Clinton is going to get reelected, and I don't know, it seems like this is happening too fast, you know what I mean?
Well, it is happening at rather rapid speed, but it does fit in very well with Pia's predictions and the information that she's been able to gather and correlate and work with. She has established very fine lines that seem to be perfect for what is occurring at this time.
Okay, but from our standpoint, since we're here,
mm-hmm.
I mean, are we taking a correct route in what we're doing as far as covering our asses?
Yes. You are preparing very nicely, not as rapidly as one would wish, but a lot faster than one would expect from time to time.
Should we speed things up, or am I just being apprehensive?
It is understandable for you to be apprehensive, and knowing what's going to happen and seeing these events occurring, it is better to be prepared than not to be prepared. It is your own choice at which speed you progress.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Now, I want to go a little bit of online questions real quick.
I would save that for our computer expert.
Okay.
Magic
and us and what's going on with you. Where does the that'll come into the picture, and where are we going with it?
Define magic. I have approximately a dozen different references that I could think of.
Well, for example, Mark's worked with Diana and Kern.
Mm-hmm.
And,
Diana and who?
I thought it was Kern. I could be wrong.
I believe the K should be dropped and supplemented with an H.
Oh, Kern. Right. I learned from a different teacher. Diana and Hearn, and it seems like we're blending past and futures to come up with a sort of amalgamation of the present.
Yes, often the future and the present do have a blending of the past. For example, we have the present with the blending of very ancient equipment using very modern equipment. Which is switched on, am I correct?
Double checking, and we are rock and rolling. Good.
So you have both past and present in use for the future.
You betcha. And we should use we should use all of our technology to our mutual advantage.
Certainly.
Am I correct?
Certainly. It
both
seems
ancient and recent technology should be combined.
Very
That's
much so.
Why we're here.
That is correct.
Thank you.
So
I
how
knew
do we,
that.
Right. So how do we bring in what Diana into our most advantageous state from this point?
Mark is very protective over that, is he not?
Mm-hmm.
It would be best to discuss it with him in person.
Okay.
I'm sure that with a little bit of prodding, he may open up. There again, it is hard to say. He seems to have some heavy natural barriers that we have difficulty penetrating. They seem to be deeply ingrained and very active when pushed on that particular area.
Well, I'll assume that you've got an agenda on that one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. One of the things that I wanted to talk with you about that I'll also be talking to Kiri about is Antia channeling online in the future. I don't know if it's been done or if it's been going on now, but I'm wondering if some point in the future, if it hasn't been done, if we could do something world-shaking, you might say.
Oh, you mean direct access and intervention by Thea from our dimension to your dimension.
Right. Well, I mean, no, actually, this would be Kiri in conjunction with Tia channeling from my computer at work to other people who are online who are interested in learning more.
I think Kiri and Tia would have to get used to your keyboard before they would be able to channel directly.
Okay.
Excuse me?
Mm-hmm.
Is there a security risk with Russ attempting such a thing?
Yes and no. Yes, in the fact that it would be a reference point, but for us it would be minimal. For you, it would be higher risk than for us.
Okay. Now, with the risks involved, but, I mean, there's a fine line, and I mean, in my mind, I want to use caution, intelligent caution.
But sometimes caution can be not very useful. For example, taking a historic event where caution was used was very costly. I believe Anzio, where your American forces landed and sat on the beach for approximately a week, amassing a lot of equipment, and then were promptly chewed to pieces when they tried to go inland into Italy.
Excuse me, so we should be balls to the walls and just do it?
No,
Just everything? Just balls to the walls, or what?
I wouldn't say going flat out. I would say that caution is necessary, but you can also be working quickly and cautious at the same time. It depends on the situation that you're in at a particular time. 1 month or 1 week it could be necessary to be cautious, and the following week it could be necessary to be as quick as possible to amass as much equipment as possible. So it is necessary to use both and analyze each situation carefully before advancing into it.
But here's the way there is.
Correct.
Thank you. That was very, very much what I wanted to hear.
Now, when I did some research online about Ashtar...
Yes, it is old information.
I wasn't sure. There wasn't any date for this thing.
No, it is rehashes and discussions on what was. Unfortunately, the Sedona area is starting to be corrupted. And there is people moving in that are no longer interested in the goodness and the exchange of information. They are more interested in what's in it for me. I believe Johnny noticed that before he left, that there was an increase in psychic readings, people that were there to make money for themselves, selling crystals for personal gain, no longer a friendly camaraderie of the area that there once was when you were there, Russ, and when we used to channel a lot from there.
Yeah.
The group in Sedona that was there is breaking up and is more self-centered with how can I do this, how can I do that, not with asking questions on advancement. They're more concerned with how to deal with matters of a personal nature, which I find myself very irritating at times, to have to sit down and hold somebody's hand, bring them through a trivial crisis.
Can I ask you about the fragment of truth that was left in Sedona before I left?
A very small fragment that is finding it harder to get hold of.
They're leaving. Everyone's leaving.
That is because it is breaking down. They will tell you that it has become corrupted with, I believe you would call, money grabbers.
Oh, yeah, diggers. But that was happening long before I left and while I was leaving, and that was one of the biggest reasons why I'm leaving.
Yes, and it is...
Why I left.
It is still growing, and the people that are looking for the truth are moving away. They are searchers, as was the young lady visiting from the continents below, who is a searcher, and they go where they think it is advantageous for them to land.
Okay, now, Pete and Chyna, who are very close to me, very much spiritually in tune.
Mm-hmm. When are they arriving?
They'll be coming through here, and they're going to Idaho, and they really feel that their sanctuary is in Idaho. How do you feel about that, about strategic placement, whether I'm here in Tahoe, or in Idaho, or in my camp in New York? Or my place in Arizona?
Every possibility must be analyzed and looked at. It may be necessary to retreat to Arizona, but in a very devious sort of way. By going the most indirect route, may be the most direct. Instead of going directly to Arizona, it may be advantageous to go to New York, and then backtrack. There are things in New York that are easier to get at than there are in Arizona. So it would be advantageous to do a backtrack. Or you may find it easier to go to Idaho before retreating to Arizona, or vice versa, Arizona before retreating to the east.
Yes, I see.
So you have to have more than one line of escape planned. Or it may be necessary to drag people from those places those connections to a central point.
And out of all the places I've mentioned, can you give me any insight which would be a good central point?
Well, Idaho has its advantages of being a good central rendezvous point for all parties from all parts of the country. Arizona has its advantages because of the cabins located in that area. New York has its advantages because it is a easy access sea point to retreat even further if necessary. And Lake Tahoe is a natural fortress.
So we've pretty much covered the United States.
Unfortunately,
and
been,
yes.
Everything has its
lovely,
advantages.
Lovely vague. You know what I mean? Where it, I guess it's just up to me. Where
yes, that is what I'm saying. Everything
where
has
I go
its,
and what
yes,
I do.
Everything has its advantages. And each situation has a particular area which is advantageous to retreat to. If you stay in the same location, that in itself may be advantageous to have an area to retreat back to. Let's say, for example, you decide to retreat to your family.
Yes.
You arrive there.
Yes, okay.
The situation in the East is very, very bad. Rioting on a daily basis, mass migration out of the cities into the countryside, defending your property being very costly in not only munitions but in life, you decide to retreat away from that area, cutting your losses and retreating to your friends in Idaho.
Yeah, but
hard to imagine maybe, but
yeah.
as a hypothetical situation, anything
so,
can happen.
So we would retreat hypothetically from
one place to another. When you plan a battle, you have to plan for every eventuality. You have to plan for how far you wish to advance, if the advance is going to be easy or hard, or even if you have to retreat, you have to plan every possible avenue. If you do not consider the idea of retreat, then you are cutting off an option that may save your life.
Yes.
So it is necessary to plan for everything. You have to plan for a very, very wide area. The plans that you make with your family are very good. You must keep on with those, but you must also plan for the worst. If you do not plan for the worst, then you are cutting off a very useful learning tool and something that may be needed. When you plan for the worst, you have to look at the worst case scenario. And when you look at the worst case scenario, you make it even worse. You think of everything that can go wrong. And I do mean everything. Even earthquakes, even volcanic activity, even nuclear strike. So it is necessary to plan for everything accordingly. Okay, next question.
Okay. Whether you can answer this or not, I'm not sure. Ashtar's visit, whether that was regarding us or had the effect on us?
Yeah, it has no effect whatsoever, but it would be useful to ask him himself.
Is he here?
Yes.
Fair enough.
Okay, last question from Peter. Johnny?
My move to Lake Tahoe has been very good for me. And I'm not sure to the extent of my sabbatical training with Mark and Russ. I'm not sure how far this is going to go. I don't know if they're going to travel with me back east or if we're going to be here. But I'm assuming I'm on the right path.
Yes, you are on a path of learning and preparation. Everything, even if it is really bad, does set the function of being a learning lesson. As I stated in the past, it is not something to relish. It is something to live through and to be able to pass on the knowledge that you have learned. The pioneers of your country suffered greatly. But yet, out of that suffering came a country with infinite possibilities. Not all good and not all bad. But there is infinite possibilities where it could have gone. And infinite possibilities of where it has gone. So, the struggle is necessary for the advancement of your race. I do not say struggle in the sake of struggle for itself, but if it comes, then it must be dealt with. And in turn, those that survive do improve the country. But Russ?
The scenario that you painted would make an excellent computer game called Collapse, in which the America collapses financially.
You
must go to various places in the country to pick up certain items that you can't get other places, to take them back to certain mm-hmm. places to make your refuge. I might have to get together with someone here and work on that. What do you think?
If you wish.
That's what I do.
Okay.
Thank you, Amal.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
Live long, prosper, and I'll see you guys later.
See you around, Bob.
Okay, next person.
Okay, and Mark has been a little ill. In fact, I've been worried about him, and his voice is a little raspy.
Greetings and felicitations. Greetings, Russ. Greetings, Tommy. Let us get down to business.
Okay.
Is this Ashtar we're addressing?
No.
Corton?
Correct.
Good
afternoon.
Long time no see.
Yes, it is a very long time. Okay, let us attend the situation at hand. Let me start by saying that the way that you are proceeding at a cautious but yet steady rate is very advantageous for the advancement of the situations that are possible in the near future. The occurrences that have been happening are part of the projections by our analysts. Okay, now, questions.
Okay. You're not the computer expert Omar was talking about.
Yes, I am.
You are. Good.
Antique computers, as you know, is my speciality.
Of course. Well, I wasn't sure if it meant you were here. Now, when we're talking about the preparation, by getting online, working with computer is part of those preparations.
Yes.
Okay. I'm learning as I go to make this a speedier process. How can I use it more to my advantage with the online service?
Okay, what you do is download. You upgrade your system and download.
More memory.
Yes. It is very advantageous when you are dealing with computers to download information into your computer, you read it, then discard it.
Okay.
Or print it up. I personally, when I'm working with my antiques, I will print up old information, and I will then read the information in the soft form. I understand that you are charged for the time that you are on the computer.
Right.
So it is quicker to download information and then read it at your convenience when you're not being charged.
Okay. That's a much better idea. I'll get a couple of
gigs of
memory.
Okay. I'm totally and completely computer ignorant.
Mm-hmm.
But I have my distinct advantages with our preparation for what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
I understand the use of computers and how it can be helpful, but for me, I'm just spontaneous, no computers. You know, I have a hard time spelling apple correctly. But that's not to my disadvantage, is it?
It's just not. Some people find computers intimidating.
Yes, I do.
It is a tool that is not for them, if you don't find it. It is more of a hindrance in the learning ability for them. It is like the scribe of the past and the master tradesman. One cannot exist without the other. For example, Russ may be computer illiterate, but there again, can he gut, skin, and butcher an animal?
No, he can't. No.
So therefore, both of you complement each other very well.
Okay, so I'm, with me being computer illiterate,
you use it as a trait. You get somebody like Russ that is computer literate, and you say, okay, I need information, this is what I want. In return, I will cook your dinner for you. Mm-hmm.
Right.
So it is a trade that is very useful. After all, most computer people do not have time to sit down and cook themselves a dinner. They're more interested in having a quick snack and working with their computer. It is like some of our engineers here, that would sooner work on their equipment, designing things, than go home and have a lunch.
Okay, alright.
But if you were in return for getting information to trade...
Are you the one to ask about... As far as the food and the nutrition?
That would be Kara.
Okay. I thought so. Do you have any insight on that?
High protein is sometimes the way to go. High protein in small quantities will keep you on your feet quicker and longer than low protein in mass quantity or high protein in high quantity. I believe you would say snacking.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
When on the move.
And with my particular metabolism, I need to eat on a regular basis. Otherwise, I'll be, I can have a problem with my blood sugar.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, I do have incredible stamina.
Well, it is handy to have a piece of bread that it has sugars which release in the system very quickly and gives you the energy for maneuver.
Well, I know if I eat a piece of bread or some crackers when I'm lightheaded or feeling my sugar being low, mm-hmm. is better than eating a candy bar or drinking some soda pop.
That is too high in sugar content.
Right. It
will give you the sugar rush.
I have a problem with that, with working the way I do, mm-hmm. and just being able to live with the sugar rush and the caffeine.
Yes, it does lead to some interesting effects from what I have seen. Okay, last question from each of you for me.
Okay. What's your email address?
It is .com. I don't think you would be able to access it. You need a computer up, a satellite uplink.
Oh.
A direct satellite uplink.
Corton.com.
Not portal.
How do you spell your name?
KORTON.
Is there any other spellings?
Again, yes, there are. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you,
Cortana. Okay, that's kind
of sounds much better.
Yes, I was told not to hurry.
Okay.
You in a hurry?
She was early.
You in a hurry now?
No.
She's gone.
Greetings and felicitations. Okay, let us get down to business quickly and precisely, as I do have to depart. First of all, I would like to congratulate you on your equipment that you have achieved through your sales. This is very good and very promising. Secondly, I would like to thank our computer genius, who unfortunately needs a break from her work. But it is necessary for her well-being to achieve a constant high standard of work that she has been doing. I would like to thank Mrs. Crocker, as she wishes to be called at this time, for a very high standard of work. And I thought it would be necessary to thank her in front of everybody. Okay, now let me continue. With what is occurring now at this time, it is necessary to keep a very close eye for key events that will occur. I am not allowed by my own directives to tell you what those events are, but you will know them when they occur. It is necessary to watch out for them. Next, I would like to move on a little bit and discuss the technical growth that will be necessary to achieve. A while back, it was requested by Russ to continue with the studies on metaconcept and shielding. At that time, it was denied. Again, it will be denied for a little while longer. But in the near future, you will be dealing with growth in metaconcept and the next stage in shielding. Also, what will be covered in the shielding is the earlier stages for a clear clarification and better explanation for those that do not have adequate shielding. Shielding tests will occur randomly. Next, I would like to move on again to shielding of your abode and the reasons for its dismantling and uses. As you were well aware, a young lady that you know needed shielding. The shielding that is around her current habitation is a variation on what was around yours. However, yours had a filler. Hers does not. It has another substance, which is a reflective substance, which is more of a dampening field of the energy of the house. Again, it has been keyed to Tia's access code and to Kerry's access code. I believe Mike is experimenting with astral travel, even though it is subconscious. It has been keyed to him. It is unusual to have a shield keyed to so many different variables. So she has a variable modulating shielding system. Okay, questions?
Okay. With the turmoil coming up, how would be the best way to learn to expand consciously to this?
Meditation.
Is it advisable, is it safe to share our knowledge that we get through you? And the knowledge we gain ourselves? I mean, we're growing and learning at such a fast pace here.
So the necessary few that have the right attitude, yes. The lady from the southern inverted continent is a very good point to use to spread knowledge to different parts of the world. Also, something that should be covered is a preparation for a gene pool that will be dealt with our resident geneticist at his convenience. Okay. Next question.
Okay. The information that I'm gathering from the online services that are associated with you, is this you actually, or a part of?
Some of it is me. Some is attributed to me, but is not.
Okay.
So next question, please.
Okay. What is the photon belt that was about online attributed to you?
That is attributed to me, it's not to me.
Okay.
It's a reference that I'm not sure of.
Alright, confusing me too.
Next question, Donald.
The Hubble telescope, I understand it has photographs or visualized your some of your reconnaissance vehicles or some of your activity.
Mm-hmm.
Is it true? Has the Hubble telescope?
When you say you mean extraterrestrials. That is correct. There have been little technical glitches that are perceived as technical glitches that are extraterrestrial. As for us, if it is accidental, then it needs to be addressed and will not happen again.
Okay, and please don't misunderstand my use of saying you and using that term too loosely.
I understand.
It was not an insult.
Okay. Last question, Russ.
Okay. Speaking on the same terms Johnny was, that satellite that broke from the tether from the space shuttle?
That was not us.
That wasn't you. Okay.
Last question, Johnny.
Overall, on our third dimensional planet here, things are really shaky and seem to be very, very volatile. What is my question? Where do we go from here?
Answer your question, I'll give you an analogy. Things always appear worse before sunrise, which means that the situation that is coming will be preceded with the rising of the sun, if you understand what I mean.
Yes, I'm going to weather it. I will survive it. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Ashley.
Yo, I finally arrived.
Oh, God. Where the heck you been?
I've been in a meeting.
Yeah, that's good excuse.
Yes, it's good excuse. I've been in a meeting with the crash parents, the Leonides.
With the misbehaving?
No, actually, you've been very well behaved. You've been, as they put it, a typical super operant. They're both super operants. And they're expecting.
Oh, congratulations.
Mm-hmm.
So, when he's been behaving himself, you mean he eats the hamsters whole and spits their tail out?
No, he doesn't eat the hamster. He is a typical cereal. He loves fish. Can't hold it down very well at the moment because he's too young. He behaves himself. He is a, as they put it, a good child, which made me laugh because they don't see him at home. And they said that they can imagine as they're expecting their second child.
The first one to seek your office also?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's normally the way that it happens.
Mark was telling me about Leonides putting them in a bubble and thinking it was a big joke and just...
That's
Mark
that
almost panicked.
I think that was something that I thought was best not to bring up in the meeting. It was a mother's... It was like a parents' meeting.
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Well, is it okay with me bringing it up?
Oh, yeah. I think it was funny, actually, looking back on it. At the time, it was...
Well, I'm picturing Mark in my mind in this bubble.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to get out, and this small... super child just
but he wasn't the only person involved in it.
I know.
It was
he was in Metaconcert with some other children.
Mm-hmm. Yes, the cubs.
Yes, but they blew Mark away.
Well, five individuals.
Temporarily, at least.
Five individuals of the same mental strength as an adult joined together will overpower an adult.
Yes, Mark found that out.
Mm-hmm.
Did you find it amusing?
Yes.
Did you know what was going on when the kids were doing that to him?
Not originally, no. When I got there, I assessed the situation and I just disrupted the meta concert. It's pretty easy to do, actually.
Why can't Mark do that?
Because he's not a powerful coercer like I am.
Is he a powerful coercer in the third dimension?
He's got quite a lot of coercive ability, but compared to myself, he is limited.
Okay, I look forward to our work to kind of shield him.
Mm-hmm.
I want to get to a point where I can maintain shielding on a constant level without having to keep reinforcing all the time. So she's something like Ashtar's in town.
And especially when you're up against me.
And I'm assuming the testing will involve me also.
Mm-hmm. But it will be random. Very random. And it will come from sources that you wouldn't even know.
Okay.
Come here.
I'm expecting you will be involved more directly than Ashtar.
He would not personally until it came to, I think you would say, examination time. Wait, come here. Come here.
Like this time I could feel him testing my shield. But unfortunately, my shielding needs more work and I can't maintain it at a strong enough level for the entire time he's talking.
Well, it shivers up and down my spine.
He's
coming
on and off. Well, he was giving you a little minor probe.
Oh, yeah.
He was a bit more,
serious with you.
Put it this way, if he was to probe you at his normal level for operants up here, you would go, "Ah!"
Oh, yeah.
And your head would boil. And I don't mean that in a negative way. I mean, but that's what it would feel like.
Yeah, I got a headache.
It wouldn't literally boil, would it?
No, but that's what it would feel like.